Hey guys, and welcome back to Cultured Boys, a show where two guys just want to have a chat. I'm Nathan, and as always, I'm joined by Pepe. And this week, I suppose, is a twofer in our, like, original series, quote-unquote.
Yeah, kind of.
Because it could be an anime review, but it's also a first for me.
Yeah, technically a first for me as well, because I actually haven't watched this series before.
I see. We didn't even discuss that.
This is more like I've written this down as,
we'll say first.
It's a first because you've never seen this series before.
Yes,
I've read this series, but let's put you out of your misery. Today we are talking about Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yay!
Yeah. So I've read the manga for this, but Nathan has never ingested this media at all. Basically, he hasn't seen the anime or manga.
Well, that was a misnomer. I did technically read 10 chapters a long time ago, but I forgot it all.
How long ago was that?
5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah. At this point, it's you're a newbie to the series again.
Yeah, pretty much. I didn't even read them all at once either.
Yeah.
So like 5 or 6 years ago, I read 10 chapters, but I think they were like, I read 2 chapters 1 week.
Yeah.
And then I read another like chapter like a month later or something. I read it really stupidly. So like, no wonder why I don't remember.
This is, well, to be fair, with this series, even though I'm up to date on the manga, I have kind of dipped in and out of it for a long time.
Okay.
I can't remember when I actually started reading this. I know I definitely didn't start reading it right off the bat either. Because I think like when we were in Japan in 2019, this series was coming out and I was like, oh, maybe I should start this or whatever. And I think we were talking about it at one point, but maybe I got into it a little bit later.
It was definitely like one we saw for a long time. Because I remember the cover of it on all the, you know, on all the sites and stuff. It's Yuji, and it's like that weird angle where it's zoomed in and he's got like, he's shaking someone's hand.
Okay, yeah.
But like the arm looks like super huge and it, like, proportions look really weird. I just remember seeing that cover a lot.
Okay. I'm trying to think of what the cover is, but I don't know, be up here somewhere, I'm sure, maybe.
Yeah, probably. But like, yeah, I've definitely seen this series for a long time.
Yeah.
I just haven't until now.
It is like, in terms of popularity as well, I'd say it's probably just as big as Demon Slayer is at the moment. Like, currently Demon Slayer is like ongoing right now in the anime. It's finishing the manga.
For sure.
But like, obviously it's like in Jump, for example, it's one of the biggest series out, for sure. It's one of the top three, at least, like alongside One Piece and My Hero.
I mean, every person that I told that I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna start watching JJK, they was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You've not. And I'm like, whoa. Calm down.
Yeah.
I'm going to start. I'm getting there finally. And they're like, bloody time.
Yeah. it has been out for a while now. You actually got the notes here, isn't it? You've aired in 2020.
Yeah. I forgot to note down when the manga came out.
Yeah. But yeah.
That's because I was like so focused because I was like, oh, I'm watching the anime. So
I'm sure, I estimate it came out in 2018 is my estimate on it.
Yeah.
He's Googling right now. It looks like he's Googling it.
Well, I was going to Google on my phone, but
yeah.
For the sake of, I don't know, for the sake of recording.
I see you got your phone up now. You might as well get up. There you go.
He's called me out. I was hoping he wouldn't call me out.
I saw you looking away from the recorder.
Oh, God, all of this is staying in as well. That's the best part.
No, that's jokes.
March 5th, 2018.
Boom. Newest 2018. I had a feeling it'd be 2018. But like when we were in Japan and like I was talking about maybe I should start reading, that means it'd been out for like over a year at that point.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, that's enough of introductions to JJK. Nathan has obviously watched it for the first time. Do you want to give down a brief runner for anyone that doesn't know what JJK is, which is interesting why you listen to this episode as well. Dave, do you want to give a rundown of the series quick?
Yep, sure. So, Jujutsu Kaisen, created by Gege Akutami, animated by the legendary MAPPA. As Pepe previously stated, aired October 3rd, 2020, 47 episodes, 2 seasons. And Jujutsu Kaisen is about Yuji Itadori, is a boy with tremendous physical strength, though he lives a completely ordinary high school life. One day, to save a classmate who has been attacked by curses, he eats the finger of Ryomen Sukuna, taking the curse into his own soul. From then on, he shares one body with Ryomen Sukuna. Guided by the most powerful of sorcerers, Satoru Gojo, Itadori is admitted to Tokyo Jujutsu High School, an organization that fights the curses, and thus begins the heroic tale of a boy who became a curse to exercise a curse, a life from which he would never turn back.
Wow, it's quite detailed, that. Love that. Where'd that come from, Nathan?
I want to say Crunchyroll.
I assume it's going to be Crunchyroll because you haven't got the manga details there. I reckon this is a Crunchyroll thing.
I think Crunchyroll.
Yeah.
I know in a previous episode I said I should start noting down my sources. I clearly didn't.
I feel like it's going to be Crunchyroll. I put my bet that it's a Crunchyroll thing.
I think it was, because that's obviously where I was watching it.
But yeah, okay. How many episodes of this did you watch, Nathan?
15.
15. Okay, yeah. So, like, half the season, basically.
Just a little bit over half of season one, because there's 24 episodes,
yeah. Because I literally just finished watching season one this morning.
Oh.
Because just a bit of background as well. Even though I've read the manga, I think I watched the first episode of the anime, like, ages ago. And I was like, oh, I could continue watching like I did with Demon Slayer, but I just didn't.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't keep up to date with it. And obviously, it's been a lot of time since then. And re-watching this series, I forgot about all the stuff that went down in it as well. So there's a lot of things I was like, oh, this happened. And then it's like, okay, fair. Like, it just went on from there. But Nathan, I'm curious to hear your initial thoughts on this kind of thing.
I really like this, for one.
Yeah?
I'll start by saying that. I really like this. I get it. I'm kind of surprised I didn't get into this sooner. Like, this really is, like, my kind of thing.
If for those who haven't watched, like, the previous episodes, like, that we've recorded, Nathan's actually really into his supernatural kind of, like, spirit-y kind of series as well.
Yeah. Supernatural, shonen, like, heavily combat based.
Mm-hmm.
This is everything almost for me. Like, this hits almost all the points, and I'm sitting there watching the anime and I'm like, why did I not get into the manga when I tried to read it back then?
The more we talk about this series, like, the more it sounds like it's actually more Nathan's thing than it should be mine.
Yeah. Honestly, like, any longtime listener, I guess, would be like, probably are screaming at me specifically, like, because this is every point has been hit. It's like, it almost feels like a series made for me in a way.
Mm.
And yeah, I don't know why I couldn't get into it before. Maybe because it was just trying to be, I was just trying to be part of counterculture. You know, everyone's like, oh, this new thing. And I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. You're like, why would I get into it? Maybe it's just like too big. I'm happy with my own kind of thing. Because honestly, like, in some senses, I was kind of like that when I first started as well. I wasn't sure if it was my kind of thing or not. And then getting into it, I was like, okay, fair. I'm just to avoid any spoilers on behalf of the listeners and myself as well, because obviously I've watched the whole first season, you've watched half of it. I can't remember where season 15 is.
Episode 15, you mean?
So, spoilers if you haven't watched any JJK. How far did, what happened in the last episode you watched, Nathan?
They just started the first battle of the exchange event.
Ah, okay, so you've seen all the Junpei stuff then?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
So, the last thing I saw was Itadori and Todo, like, squaring off again.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, you know, like, the rest of the Kyoto school, where, like, Todo tells them to bugger off.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh yeah, finally, I'm never gonna hold back against my best friend. And, or, do you always want to be weak? And then Itadori's like, no!
Yeah.
And then that was it. It was like, credits.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I know the exact point you're all about.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you watched the sub as well for this.
No, I actually didn't. I watched a dub this time around.
You watched... Wow, okay, fair enough. That is quite surprising.
I will explain.
Yeah, I know. I kind of.
I know. I'm always the sub guy.
Yeah.
I'm always saying I'm the sub guy, but this time around, I had a lot of deadlines.
Yeah.
And I needed to get a lot of work done, and I hadn't started watching this yet. Even though we planned this episode quite a while back, I've had a few weeks to do this.
Yeah.
And instead, I waited until the week of recording. As always, Pepe knows this. Anyone who knows me well knows this. You can give me all the time in the world, but I'll wait until last minute. I do my best, quote unquote, work under pressure. Okay, so,
yeah.
Yeah, I had it up on my TV and I had the dub because I was like, right, I can't split my attention too much. The stuff I'm working on needs a lot of my attention. I can't be sitting here reading subtitles. So I was like, I'll leave the dub on. That way I can hear it. I can kind of see it with peripheral vision. Pepe kind of knows the way my desk is set up. My TV is literally like right next to me. Two monitors in front of me. So I'm like,
yeah,
I've got like screens almost like surrounding me.
It's like Iron Man going off like, scrolling through.
Kind of. You know, like in those like movies or games where they like walk into that one room and then the whole room is just like screens everywhere. That's almost me. But yeah, so like, I had the dub on because I just needed to do like four different tasks all at once.
Okay, yeah. The reason why I asked about the sub-dub thing is because obviously Toto is like my best friend in the dub.
Yeah.
But I remember when that episode first aired with Toto, there was a little bit of a meme going on because in the sub, he literally says it in English. So it's my best friend. And it was just like for a little bit of context as well, Toto doesn't stop saying my best friend as well. He will continuously say it. So, you know, the more that he says my best friend is.
Oh, it's going to be an old Joseph thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
but,
it.
That's.
I kind of wish I watched. Oh, man. Dang it.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I've talked to friends as well who have watched the sub and dub of it. And they have said that they prefer the Japanese voice acting this one. Sometimes it's a mix.
Oh, interesting.
Some people say, oh, I prefer the dub. But this is one where a lot of people say the sub is goodness.
I might have to try it at some point.
Yeah.
But like, I quite like the dub, to be fair. I think everything's quite solid.
I think the only like weird... No, it's not even a gripe. It's just like not how I expected him to sound was Nanami. Because obviously, having read the manga for so long, you know when you have like an expectation of what someone's voice is going to sound like?
Yeah.
You see this guy who's very straight-laced, has the sunglasses on, like full-on suit and everything. I thought, for some reason in the dub, I thought his voice was going to be a bit more gruff, a bit deeper.
Really? Interesting.
But like, it's not what I expected. I was like, ah, okay, so that's the direction they went for this one. Okay, fair.
See, that's interesting to hear, because like, obviously, I've gone into this fresh.
Mm.
That was like, again, but when I read it, quote unquote, I barely read it.
Yeah.
I hadn't even met Nanami yet.
Yeah, yeah.
When I saw him and he spoke, I was like, man, that's actually pretty accurate, you know, like that, yeah. Sort of monotone, like a deeper voice, but like monotone, and sometimes he has a hint, just a tiny hint of some emotion flickering in.
Yeah.
But I was like, I thought it was pretty good.
Mm.
But I understand what you mean. There are so many times where you've read something and in your head you imagine a certain,
yeah,
thing, and it's like, oh, that doesn't hit right. And you just can't get over it, even though it's got, like, everything is valid.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And they did a great job. You're still like, yeah, but in my head. My
exactly,
head,
yeah. It's just like, in stark contrast, for example, Gojo is just completely spot on.
Yeah.
He's like, he has that level of, like, cockiness and goofiness about him, which is just, like, absolutely, like...
I need to Google again. I swear I recognize the voice for Gojo.
See, I thought I did as well, but I don't think I've seen this person do anything before, from what I know of. Like, when I looked at the VA, I was like, oh, okay, fair. I thought it was going to be... I don't know why I thought it would be like a Matt Mercer or something like that. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, it was...
That's why I recognize it. Kaiji Tang.
Yeah.
You'll recognize him as Ichiban. Oh, from Yakuza 7.
Of course, it,
I knew it was from a Yakuza game. I knew it. I thought,
that's,
I was like,
jokes. Okay,
I was
people.
Like, I swear the whole time I was like, this is either Ichiban,
yeah,
or because it sounds a little bit like Greg Chun as well.
Okay, yeah,
who plays Nanba.
Yeah.
It's another character from your party in 7, or he's Takayuki from the Judgment Games.
Okay.
And the whole time I was sitting there like, this is definitely a voice from Yakuza.
Yeah.
I know this voice. I've heard this voice. I know this.
Yeah.
I know this one.
Yeah, fair.
All right, cool.
Talking of characters and stuff like that, going on to that, do you have any favorite characters out of the lineup you've seen so far?
I think my favorite so far is Panda, just because it's really it's not been explained to me yet. I haven't gotten to the episode where they explain it, so okay, I'm just kind of a freaking talking panda.
Yeah.
And especially where I am.
Yeah.
He's for some reason, he's the voice of reason and he's the team leader right now. And I'm just you guys are listening to a panda. It's a panda.
I mean, considering out of all of the second years that they have, basically, you've got a guy that can only really speak in
Donburi ingredients.
Yeah, ingredients, exactly. And then you have, is it Maki?
Maki, yeah.
Yeah, who is kind of the power behind those second years, basically. She's pretty strong. She's a competent character, but she's also kind of I wouldn't say a leader out of them. Panda is, like you said, the most level-headed out of all of them.
Yeah, the thing is, it's hard to pick because all the characters are quite interesting. At least to me, their powers and some of their backstories, I'm that is pretty that's pretty sick. For example, talking about Maki, I learned around those episodes, you learn she doesn't have curse energy.
Yeah.
And she can only see curses with those glasses. And I'm yo, that's pretty fucking cool.
Out of all those characters as well, that's it's such a unique kind of character to have amongst all those other ones. One of the strongest characters in this group and is also most competent as well. Also doesn't have any curse energy and doesn't actually...
Yeah, she fits under so many of these other... she's that archetype where it's Doron, where they're you've got no... what's his face? The main character had no power, but he, thanks to the, the little guy, he's got powers. It's Black Clover. There's so many other characters like that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, she is more interesting because she doesn't have... she's got the tools, the cursed tools that she uses.
Yeah.
But also, she doesn't just have here's my spirit friend, my curse friend that gave me the power. She's literally no, I don't have any of that. I just have equipment. She's a cooler Tenten.
That's a very good way to do it. I feel it's the combination of Rock Lee and Tenten, because obviously Rock Lee had no,
Rock Lee would be a better analogy. I guess I just went Tenten because it was
It's a combination between the two. If you combine Tenten and Rock Lee, I think that's your kind of character there. I feel the good thing about Maki is for a fact that she's ready for battle and doesn't take no shit either.
Yeah.
I think you'll find out more about her as the episodes go on, where you are right now, Nathan.
Yeah.
She is one of those more competent characters within that circle of it.
I mean, you can kind of tell though as well.
Yeah.
Sometimes when they're talking about training or sometimes there's the quick flashback montage of them discussing things, and she is kind of the brains of the operation most of the time.
Yeah. It's what you were saying as well just a moment ago, and the fact that a lot of those characters that we have in that group, especially of the first and second years right now, all of them are very different as well.
Yeah.
I never picked up, because I mean, in most series, characters are very different when you have a small group from like that, but they all bring something very different to the table out of all of them, which is it doesn't feel this character feels a bit wasted here. Everyone has their part to play amongst those Tokyo students.
Yeah, and amongst the Tokyo students, I'm interested to see how, especially now that I'm on the exchange event.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see how they combine their abilities.
Yeah.
At least the part I'm at, they're gonna split off into the pairs.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's how do you combine Fushiguro's abilities with Maki's abilities? How does Toge's abilities mix with Kugisaki's, or Nobara's? I'm just kind of how?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, it's Panda and Nobara who was pairing up. Because Toge, the cursed speech user, he's got to go do something else.
Yeah, he's...
Although, I honestly, anytime he's in a scene right now, it's so funny because, again, he only talks in Donburi ingredients. So it's it's a serious conversation or something. They're we got to take out this curse. It's so strong. Salmon. And you're just can you not?
He's one of those characters, I feel is somewhat underrated. as a character. I think like he's like his ability is so sick, but it's also just like he's just there in the background saying like salmon bonito flakes.
Yeah. Nori.
Yeah.
Like
mustard leaf.
Yeah, exactly. It's like really funny to have him around, but yeah. Like I also understand at the moment not utilizing him as much because they have made his powers like his ability to be like stupid strong.
Yeah.
Like everyone's like, oh my god, this guy.
Yeah, he's like he's one of those ones that like can change the pace of battle. If you had him there, it'd be like, okay, cool, that's it.
Yeah, like I mean, amongst the students right now, he feels like a Gojo type. You know, like
yeah,
he's like, oh shit, that's the one you got to watch out for, not anyone else.
Yeah, it's like the wild card in some sense. But it's interesting. I won't say anything that goes on, but it's interesting how he plays into the fight as this goes on. Because realistically, as well, where you're at. Was it episode 15? Like you finished episode 14 and started 15, or is it finished 15 started 16?
No, I finished 15, so I would have... Next is like episode 16.
Okay, yeah. So you've only got roughly like 8 episodes left, and the last 3 or 4 are a small like mini arc as well. So realistically, you haven't actually got that many more of the rest of this Kyoto versus Tokyo. Oh, yeah, like the
Interesting.
So, I am curious to see how you get on if like after this episode, if you watch more or any whatever. Like,
I plan to. I do like especially where I've left off like halfway through season one. I'm like, at the very least, I want to finish season one.
Yeah, yeah.
It's also a thing. I'm gonna try just in general a bunch of the anime that we've watched over the last like year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
or like last year, and I'm like, oh yeah, I did like that. Like.
The ones that we liked, yeah.
Now that I have access to Crunchyroll Premium, I won't explain how, but yes. But now that I can watch a bunch of the stuff,
yeah,
I'm going to try in general to like finish a bunch of the stuff we watched last year.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So we might have some follow-up episodes later this year. Of like,
Yeah, I mean, if we have random just chat-ins and I'm like been watching, I might end up being like, yeah, I finally finished the thing. But in general, this one, I do want to at least finish season one. I would actually like to watch all of season two as well, because, I mean, it's just good.
I'd say a good way to do this as well is finishing season one, watching the movie, and then watching season two. But... This is I'd say this as well, because the movie is like a side story kind of thing. So the movie is like a prequel.
I mean, okay, but at the same time, like, it's just... why can anime not just... Why is it always... Now it's always the fucking same thing. Oh, yeah, you know, watch the season, and there's this movie, and then there's another movie, because it's all come out in the modern times where we can't just fucking watch anime anymore. We have to watch fucking anime and fucking movies. God damn it. Ugh.
I should have anticipated this conversation. I will say, Nathan, you don't have to watch the movie. You don't have to. It just gives you more context.
I mean, I don't have to, but I'm gonna.
Yeah. Like, it's one of those ones that gives you a bit more context of one of the characters next season.
Okay.
And this is a time before, basically. I'm going to give you like a light rundown, not of the actual plot, but of like where it's set. But it revolves more around the second years.
Okay.
And you know, they always mention as well, oh, where's Okkotsu? This other second.
Yeah, yeah.
It focuses on him. Basically.
Okay.
So like everyone's like, oh yeah, like this special grade sorcerer Okkotsu. And it's like, there's a reason why, and it's a pretty sick movie as well. I will say this, like, you're in for a good time with it.
I've heard the movie's good, because I remember when it came out, everyone was like raving about it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Unlike Demon Slayer movie either, it doesn't just like, oh yeah, here's it again in the series or whatever, or the Dragon Ball movies. This is its own standalone movie, which contributes to the thing. So
whilst that's fine,
yeah,
it's fine, it's a standalone, but it still doesn't fix my gripe about what
you
is
can
going
watch
on.
The thing is, David, you can watch this for free as well, like, you don't have...
Yes, I know, but it still doesn't change the fact that modern anime kind of sucks, because it's, oh, here's the series, by the way, now go watch the movie, because the next thing, and then it either is or isn't part of the series again anyway. Yeah. So it's just like, why are we doing any of this bollocks?
I'm just trying to say, Nathan, that this is probably the easiest way for you. This is the nicest way for you to ingest this media right now. I'm trying to, like, in terms of movies,
I'm not having a go at you, okay?
I know you're not. But it's like, I know, I can completely get your understanding. Like, why, like, for example, with the Demon Slayer movie, Mugen Train, why would I watch the movie now when I know that I could just start season two and it be there? I can completely get your point with that kind of thing. Like, why, like, what's the point of that? Same with Dragon Ball Super in some ways as well.
Yeah.
Why the frick are the first two seasons of it, or two arcs of it, the movies we've already seen?
Hell, it's the same with the friggin' manga for Super as well.
Yeah.
Like, why go watch Super Superhero? Because it's in the friggin' manga as well.
Basically, Jujutsu Kaisen Zero is a good way of, like, getting into that kind of thing. The movie does work out really well. I think just talking about the movie as well, I just got to briefly talk about when I saw it in cinemas. It was like now 2 years ago, or roughly that. You know, like, they have the title cards of the movie before you see it, just to be like, this is the movie you're seeing. Like, all the adverts play, and then it's like, okay, here's the thing, here's the licensing. They got the, like, the director, yeah, or whatever, yeah, freaking British film thing, whatever. He's like, signatures down there. I'm sitting there in Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, waiting for my movie, like, yeah, okay, let's go. And then I look at the title of it, and I'm like, something's not right here. What is that? And then it's like, I realize they spelt Jujutsu wrong. So it's Jujutsu Kaisen. I just said, like, it's one of those things when anime movies as well, when you see them super early in the morning, not many people are in the cinema with you either, usually.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not like there's a bunch of people either in the cinema saying, hey, what's that? It's like, it's just me and probably like three other people in, like, scattered around the cinema, and I'm not gonna be like, what the fuck does that say?
Oh, could you guys see that? I'm not going crazy.
I'm not gonna be that guy, mate. But it's just it's just one of those things that I thought I'd talk about now as well, because I just thought it was quite funny as a little thing there. But yeah, season two of JJK though just finished as well a couple weeks.
Oh, that's good timing.
So basically it's all out now. Funnily enough, I actually want to start season two as well, even though I finished season one, watching the movie, all that kind of thing. I do want to start season two because I believe it starts with another prequel, and it's Gojo's backstory basically.
Oh, okay.
But I don't remember this at all in the manga. I remember when they launched season two, they're like, oh look, here's all this stuff, and I was like, I've read the manga, I don't remember this. Correct me if I'm wrong in the comments. Anyone correct me if I'm wrong, like, where this backstory came from. But I don't actually remember seeing this at all in the manga or reading this, because where season one ends, I remember it going straight into what is probably the 6th, 7th episode in season two.
Okay.
Because I was looking through it, like, because basically, like, the arc is called the Shibuya Incident. And you probably get a bit more context as well, Nathan, because obviously,
I mean, I've heard about it. They've mentioned it in season one.
Yeah.
Maybe once or twice.
It's like, because, like, the bad guys, Gato and Mahito, they're working towards this date in Shibuya.
Yeah.
And they haven't give you any context of what is going on in Shibuya at this point. They just keep saying this date, like, oh, let's get Gojo on the...
Yeah, yeah. I definitely heard about this incident.
Yeah.
My only thought being that maybe this is new stuff that they added afterwards, because, you know, sometimes, yeah, when the anime comes out, the mangaka will, like, fix things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like Attack on Titan, where the human arc was, like, in the manga was awful, so they changed it in the anime.
It's completely, yeah.
So it might just be the same kind of thing where, you know, the mangaka was like, hey, actually, let's put in some Gojo backstory.
You know what I think it might be? Because I feel like with JJK Zero as well, again, that isn't in the original series. I think it's a side story that Gege has created himself.
Yeah.
And the fact that the first 5 or 6 episodes of season two are Gojo backstory makes me think that it could be, there's two, like...
Yeah, it could be another, yeah,
like, separate one-offs where it's like, here's Akotsu's backstory and here's Gojo's, and they've just decided to animate that. This is like, hey, here's some extras.
Yeah, makes sense.
It's something you don't really get a lot of in some mangas these days. Like, for example, Ryogaku from Demon Slayer, he's got his one-shot backstory, but that hasn't been animated. Arguably Ace has, like, some sort of backstory as well in the One Piece series, where there's a light novel that obviously hasn't been.
Well, I mean, I think it depends on how well it fits into the series, yeah, and how they could, like, mix it in with the anime. You know what I mean? Because, like, for example, my experience with that kind of stuff was, like, after I read Fist of the North Star,
mm-hmm,
there were a lot of, like, one-offs where it was written about specific characters. And I was like, if I was watching an anime or something, those could have been sprinkled in, I guess, here and there.
Mm.
But at the same time, you know, some of them aren't that important.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, sometimes, like, is it worth going for that thing? I guess JJK Zero focuses on the character which is, like, notorious in the universe. And obviously, season two starts with a guy that is literally posed as your strongest. Like,
so, I mean, like, yeah, in those instances, maybe for JJK, it just makes more sense because it's like, well,
yeah, it's true. Yeah.
You're going to want to know about these strong people. But, like, sometimes in other, I don't know, like, you know, maybe sometimes in the other ones, you're just like, eh, it's not that important. It's not going to add any major context for what's going to happen before or, like, next. So it's like,
that's so true. Yeah.
Like, because I think I read that same, like, Ryugoku one off.
Yeah.
Or one shot. And I'm like, yeah, it was good, but I don't think it would have done much, personally.
It's one of those things like, yeah, you could read it, but what context is adding to the series for a character that has, basically, spoiler alert for Demon Slayer, I guess, is no longer part of the series. Yeah.
Well, also, like, a character, like, sometimes in the source material, like, the main series manga, like, or anime, like, the character already just comes off super strong, and you know everything you need to know, like, there and then.
Yeah.
So then to have, like, I don't know, like, a prequel bit or something, like, extra context, you're kind of like, I don't need it. Like, is there anything you're going to tell me about them that is going to change my perception of them? Probably not. Because sometimes those characters are just like, that's it. That's all they are. You know, like, they're just as presented. So even if you're like, oh, here's a little emotional story from them. Here's a little backstory from this one terrible time. You're like, I mean, that explains why they are the way they are.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's still just like, whoa.
It's not really integrated into the series. And I think if that character is going to have an emotion, if it's, say, Ryugoku's one, they probably could have integrated it into the anime, like, if they wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they could have put it beforehand or whatever, like, oh, his... And that gives you a bit more context to the character. Yeah, that's a... Yeah.
They could have, but at the same time, like, that character specifically, I'm like, eh, you kind of don't need it.
Nah.
When he presents him, when he's there and you learn about him, you're like, okay, I get it. You know, like, you don't need much else.
Yeah, for that kind of thing, it's an afterthought for a reason. Like, we got that side story towards the end of where Demon Slayer was anyway.
Yeah.
I think it's like during the Mugen Train movie release or towards the end of Demon Slayer itself, but I can't remember exactly which one it was.
I can't remember exactly when it was, but I mean, like, it's sometimes those things are reactionary as well, you know, like, where it's like, oh, anime's out, or like towards the end it's like, oh, actually everybody really likes this character, maybe we should do a little bit extra for the fans. And it's like, yeah, okay. Yeah, you can do that. But in terms of, like, the anime, it's like, it probably didn't add much.
Yeah, yeah. You're probably right with that.
Yeah, I'm probably right, and I'm also probably wrong, and people will let me know.
But I see where you're coming from with your point as well. It does make complete sense. Like, there's spaces for those backstories, but it doesn't always necessarily have to be animated.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things, like, there's a lot of series, like, for example, Death Note, which has had a bunch of, like, one-off things at the end, but they never really animated them.
Yeah.
Like, it's because, like, well, maybe the time has passed or there isn't room for it now. Like, what is that output? And it's, yeah. It checks out what you said. It's just, it's great that JJK is actually doing that, and, like, it does make use of it, I guess. With that, like,
yeah.
And also, if you have, say, 20 something episodes and you're like, okay, hold on, this actually only takes up to a certain point, how are we filling out those other episodes? Oh shit, there was this one backstory which we have on the side which can actually fit in. Maybe that's the thing, maybe that's just the plan for the season. Who knows what went on within that, why that decision was made with the studio, but hey, I don't know. I'm not gonna be against it, let's put it that way.
I mean, I haven't watched it yet because obviously I haven't finished season one.
Yeah, yeah.
But all I can say is, knowing that there's some backstory for Gojo,
yeah,
I can appreciate that, because so far I know almost fucking nothing about him, and he's a weird, goofy character that's also super strong, and I'm like, yeah, I do want to know more, because I'm like, what the hell? What's going on, man?
Is that... Like,
obviously, like, before I started, I've seen some videos, so I know that he wears the blindfold for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, that's my bad, you know?
Mm.
I wasn't expecting to start JJK as soon as I did, because I only watched those videos like a few months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So I kind of spoiled myself a little bit, but...
I will say this, though, on the point of spoilers for JJK. There's a reason why, like, in terms of manga right now, I'm only really up to date on two, and that's I actually have to purposefully keep up to date with them, because spoilers are absolutely rife at the moment.
Yeah.
One Piece is one of them. Like, I don't know how it's happened, but I've suddenly, like, if I go on any social media, I get One Piece spoilers. Like even before the chapter's release, like, people scan that stuff. And know that it's the same with JJK now. I don't know how it's happened, but those two series, if I go on the internet at all, like, even before it's released in Jump, like, someone's got a hold of the chapter and, like, just leaked the scans online.
Oh.
So it is just like, not only have they, like, someone's gone and leaked this, like, it's been done for years. It's not right, but it's been done for years. But not only that's happened, but people are putting it on social media and are just like, yep, here it is. This is what happens. And, like, it's not even been translated. It's just a page with the Japanese text. Like, scanned really shite. Like, it's a shite scan, but it shows it. And, of course, it's going to be right. And the annoying thing is, no one's actually speaking out against these spoilers or, like, the way this is done. Because everyone's like, lol, this happens. Like, it's a bunch of fucking internet people, obviously. All the comments are just like, lol, if you didn't want to get spoiled, like, don't look on the internet.
Yeah.
That's, like, it's impossible. I didn't even go out of my way to look for these things. They're just there. And it's just like, I don't know how I got there. Don't know how it happened. But, like, it just suddenly, like, I go on the page and it's like, oh, yep, this has happened. I'm like, the fuck? Like, it is the absolute worst right now. And I think it's the worst spoilers have been. Like, I've been reading manga for, like, freaking over, God, like almost two decades now. And, like, probably even longer. But this is, like, the worst I've ever seen it for spoilers, like, manga spoilers.
I luckily, and touch wood,
yeah,
don't get spoilers. But I'm also, I feel like I'm in a slight burnout period.
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually read manga for fun anymore. So, I haven't, like, intentionally read manga just because I want to for a long time.
Yeah.
I've said it many times, like, even on recording, like, nowadays with things like anime and things like manga,
mm-hmm.
pretty much I don't do that in my own time anymore. If it's not for Cultured Boys, then I basically kind of don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, spoilers, even like the things I do that are, like, sort of related to this stuff,
mm-hmm.
even I can see some stuff on my socials as well, and I'm just like, dude, obviously I got no context for it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm just like, dude, this sucks. Like, that's going to ruin someone's day.
It's like when you're just trying to enjoy the series and just this thing just pops up. Like, who the fuck is putting this on? Like, these pages are, like, pitch themselves as fan pages as well. Like, this is, like, completely off the topic of JJK. I know it is. But it's also, like, it's one of those things that is just, it's so infuriating that if these are truly fan pages, they don't feel like they support the original series at all. That one, they're leaking scans that aren't even been published yet, for one. So they're, like, supporting scanlators that are just, like, basically doing what they're doing illegally, for one. But then it's also the fact that, like, you're pitching yourself as a fan page. It's like, oh yeah, it doesn't give you any spoiler warning. It's just there. The picture is there. And there's nothing you can do about it.
That's the, like, extreme side of the fandoms, you know, like, you have that super extreme side that are like, no, because I'm such a super fan, it doesn't matter that I'm not supporting the official release. I'm giving the fans what they want. I'm giving everyone what they want. We're getting it all early.
Exactly that, yeah.
We get to see it, and it's like, yeah, but that's not right, for one.
Nah, it's fucked.
But yeah, man, it's messed up.
There's a small tangent there. I know, like, this is a JJK episode. So technically, it is tied to JJK because I gave you reasons why. But,
well, it is still tied to JJK because, like, it's one of the ones you're getting spoiled. But I will say,
yes,
going back to the series itself, or at least the anime,
mm-hmm.
I really like the first and second. The first opening and ending.
Oh, yeah.
Songs are really good. And I think the second intro and outro are not as strong.
I completely agree with you. Like, this is the one thing I remember when the anime came out, like, 2020. I remember the opening. I actually added that to my playlist at the time, because I was like, oh, this is actually quite a sick opening. I think I knew that it was JJK, but I was also like, oh, okay, that's cool. And the second end, the first ending as well.
Yo, the first ending is a jam. Oh my God.
It is so good. Yeah, Lost in Paradise.
Yeah, Lost in Paradise Alley. And also like the animation, I think, is really cool.
Yeah.
It's like, it looks like it's rough and then like the colors are just like out of the lines. And I'm like, yo, I like that. That's kind of unique.
It feels like the way that that second end, sorry, I keep saying the second end, the first ending is done. It feels like someone's actually doing choreography. They've filmed it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what, we're going to animate over this. That's what it looks like. It's so smooth. It's so freaking smooth.
Yeah, it feels like the rough version of the anime.
Yeah.
You know, where they're just like, okay, this is kind of what it'll look like. Here's the block colors. So that. But like, yeah, like the first opening, Kai Kai Kitan by Eve, and the first ending, like Lost in Paradise by Ali featuring Aklo, like these songs are so good.
Like, oh,
dude, like episode, I think it's 15 where 14 or 15 where they swap over to the seconds.
They swap it, yeah.
And I'm just like so disappointed because I was like, what is this?
It is a massive step down. I don't often say this kind of thing because like usually when it comes with a first season, like all the openings are usually the same, and then like it's same with endings.
Yeah,
obviously it's halfway changed 12 episodes, that's fine, but like, man, the step down is mad.
The thing is, like, the second opening isn't bad.
No.
But when you compare it to the first one, I'm like, the first one had this, like, energy with it, and it, like, kind of fit. And then the second one is, like, super quiet and, like, weird.
It's still rocky, but it's also just, like...
But it's, like, whisper singing.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what is this? And then, I'm sorry... After Lost in Paradise, anyone's got... that's a hard act to follow. So, like, yeah. I didn't even... You know, I haven't even properly watched the second ending at all.
Oh, yeah.
In the two episodes it took over because I was just like, no, not as good.
I tell you what, I only watch the endings because I know one of the things that the JJK anime does really fucking well is its post-credit scenes.
Yeah, the Juju Stroll.
Yeah, the Juju.
Wait, no, sorry, Juju Scroll. Yeah.
Because I don't know if you've seen the one where it's all the villains having a beach episode.
Yeah.
that is easily my favorite one because it's Mahito and Gato being like, okay, let's do this, and like,
yeah, and they're playing football.
With what's his name? Is it is it something? Oh, I can't remember the guy's name. Volcano.
I don't remember. It's just
Is it Fogo?
Volcano guy.
Yeah.
Volcano guy.
Yeah, they're just playing football with his head. It's like, what's going on? It's so good. It's like these enemies are like literally murdering people like all the time. And then meanwhile they're just like, yeah, we're in our own little world playing football on the beach now. And it's like, what? It's crazy, but it's also absolutely hilarious. Like,
these like Juju Scrolls or Stroll or whatever they're called are just so random. Like the last one I watched was was it the one with the meat? I think it might have been episode 14 with the one with the meatballs. But they're like having hot pot. They're having nabe. And they're like, oh, Fushiguro, these meatballs are really good. You cook for yourself all the time. He's like, yeah, Itadori taught me how to make them. And then they're like, oh, that's his legacy meatballs?
Yeah.
And like he sneezes and then it like swaps over to Itadori with Gojo having hot pot. And Gojo's like, yo, these are so good. He's like, yeah, they're really easy to make as well. Like, even Fushiguro can do it.
It's so good. Like it's just one of those ones. I have to watch the ending of these episodes because it is just so funny. Like these.
See, but luckily on Crunchyroll, they've timed, obviously, because they're the ones who put it up, right?
Yeah.
So they've timed it. So if you do hit skip ending, it just skips all the way to the Juju which is why I've not seen all of the second ending. It comes up and I'm like, yeah, I'm not sitting through this.
Yeah.
I tried to the first time I heard it and I was like, maybe the song will pick up. And then I just got the feeling, no, it doesn't. So I was like, skip.
Yeah. It's one of those ones, like, it goes to that emotional vibe of it, and sometimes those emotional songs, like the ballads, do hit a point, and it is quite good, but this one, just like, I'll give everything a fair shake, but nah, like you said, both the first opening and ending are tough acts to follow, and neither really hit the spot, though, so yeah.
I guess the second one's, like you said, of trying to go for the emotions.
Yeah.
But, like, it reminds me of a meme I saw the other day. It was like, are you depressed because you're a JJK fan, or... are you depressed because you watch JJK, or Are you, or is it depressing because of JJK? It's like, it was basically the same shit, but I was like, I kind of understand that now.
Yeah. Oh, Nathan, this is one thing as well. Maybe this might be the final point I make or whatever. But JJK is one of those series that is not afraid to kill off any character, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah. It's the fact that, for example, the first one, Junpei's death, for example.
Yeah, that's... Oh.
It is roughly like... Because they set up so well as well, because in that first opening... They end that opening with Junpei hanging out with Itadori. So there's a little frame. It's like, oh, cool. They could be friends. They're going to be friends by the end of it. Nah. Mahito just turns the fucker into some weird alligator lizard like fucking monster thing. And it is just...
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to go into too much more spoilery details about Junpei.
Yeah.
But everything in that whole section is just like, it makes you painfully aware that certain people will not be sticking around because story.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I also, back when the big event happened of season two,
yeah,
it was all over my socials. And again, I wasn't expecting, wasn't expecting to understand to care.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like what? 4 months later, I'm like, oh, I'm into JJK now. And I'm like, oh, shit.
It's annoying what you remember from something that you're like not that entirely invested in at the time. It's annoying. But...
Oh, mate. And that's the worst part is like, you take it in because you're like, I'm not getting around to that for ages. You think like, oh, I've got years before I'm getting into JJK, right? And now here I am again, probably about 4 or 5 months later, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
I know this one thing. I know this thing. Shit.
I won't even talk to you about this after the episode, Nathan, because I know for a fact that the more you talk about that kind of thing, the more prominent it gets into your mind. And it's like, yeah. That's...
Oh, bro, it's been in the back of my mind the whole time I've been watching. Oh, man. Because I'm just like, well, because like, you just know it happens.
Yeah.
Just know it happens. And like, the internet exploded at that one moment in time.
Yeah.
Even people I were talking to at the time when I was like, I'm not into JJK, no spoilers, I might get into it. They were like, oh yeah, sorry. And then they still talked about it anyway. And I'm like, well, what am I going to do?
Yeah, that's fucked.
So it's always like present in the back of my mind anytime I see anything JJK.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. Like, people just don't give a shit about spoilers these days. Sometimes it's like, yep, it's there now and it's out there. Even if you haven't watched it, it's fucked. It is absolutely fucked. But yeah.
I'm trying my best not to say, obviously, I'm hinting at a certain time period in the season, like in season two.
Yeah.
So from context, people who know will probably understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But if you don't know, I'm saving you some knowledge, okay?
Yeah.
Don't look it up. Just watch the thing and then you'll be fine.
It's one thing, like, it's one of those ones, like, I don't understand people that, like, actively seek out those spoilers, because like, I'm going to use this as an example, right? It's the One Piece subreddit where people go into it and then say like, hey, I just finished Alabasta. This series really good. What do you guys think? And then like, luckily the comments underneath are like, stay off this subreddit. Get away from here as soon as possible.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good.
For some reason, Reddit is probably the most sound place for these kind of like places.
I don't know. I think it depends on the community in the subreddit.
I'm just gonna use this as an example. Like, I'm holding the One Piece subreddit as like the golden child here right now. And people on that subreddit are quite sound for spoilers, and they know when to be like, look, the spoiler flags there are good. But it's one of those ones. Don't go into any subreddits of a series you have not finished. That's for anything. That's not just for like anime and manga. That's any series. Do not actively seek this shit out.
I also want to say, don't just limit it to subreddits. Don't go and join fan pages. No. Don't go on Twitter feed, especially not Twitter feed.
Nah.
My God. Like, just, if you haven't finished, like, just stick to your own lane.
Yeah.
Talk to your friends about it, and they might, you know, if they're good friends.
If they're good friends, they won't say shit, but yeah.
Well, because, you know, you always have that one friend that gets a bit too excited and forgets.
Yeah.
And then says something, and then you're like, dude. And they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And you're like, well, it doesn't matter now. You just told me the thing.
Oh, goodness me. Yeah. Have you got anything else to say about JJK, Nathan, before we wrap this episode up?
No, man.
Yeah.
Nothing that I haven't already said. I It's good.
Yeah.
I get it. I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why it's so big. I understand why people were like so hyped. And I'm kind of ashamed it took me this long.
It's better late than never.
True, true.
Like, I do want you to actually catch up to all this so we can actually talk about spoilers, actually talk about these things as well. Because, like, I know, like, I haven't made to watch JJK, but I'm like, man, I need you to get on the hype with me, you know?
Well, I'll work on that, and you can work on the list of things I've given you so you can join me on hypes. Your list takes a lot longer than mine.
I know the exact thing you're into, because I know exactly what you're on about.
Yeah. Oh, it's almost like we might have mentioned it because of voice acting or something earlier. I don't know.
Anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening, guys, this episode. Oh, yeah, but I'm moving swiftly on. Thank you for listening, guys, and remember to go to our podcast and stuff like that. And then there's a Twitter /X trying to create a rhythm. It ain't working out though, so I just call it there. The shittest outro I've done ever. Nice one.
Oh, God.
Laters, guys. Bye.
Bye. Sorry for the spoilers.